WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. One of two incumbent members of the College Station School Board is not running for re-election. The board's current vice president, Paul Dorsett, will step down after completing his second term. Meantime, Carol Barrett has filed for re-election. She's seeking a third three-year term. The filing deadline for Bryan and College Station School Board and City Council seats is August 24th. Continued development in West Bryan may mean more highway construction.
There is a proposed project that's not funded at this time that we're going to be talking with TxDOT and Blinn about and participating with on a potential Leonard Road overpass at Leonard Road in 2018, where the campus is predicted to be built.
Mayor Jason Byinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says they'll be meeting with administrators about the proposal, which is at the main corner of the new Blinn College campus. Part of a large crowd at this week's Bryan City Council meeting was there because of proposed regulations on ride-sharing companies like Uber. While the audience was told the item was pulled from the agenda, there were five speakers during the public comment portion of the meeting. Four speakers, including Elizabeth Enlow, drive for Uber.
Without Uber in this community, it would be a very unsafe place because there are people that are very partial to Uber that say, I don't like taxi services. Their rates are outrageous. They take forever to get to us.
The council heard from one taxi operator, Liza Calhoun, who called Uber drivers bootleggers.
These people are stealing food from my child's mouth. They've hurt all of our businesses, and they're coming in here and running illegally just because it's called an app.
Bryan's proposed regulations treat taxis and ride-sharing companies differently in some ways. For instance, taxi companies are limited to changing what they charge to twice a year. Uber rates are set by the parent company's app and updated multiple times per day, but the rate can't change once a reservation is made. Background checks and insurance requirements would apply to both. Bryan police have announced the woman who died in Tuesday morning's mobile home fire as 32-year-old Susanna Moreno Lott. She was among seven adults and one juvenile who lived in the three-bedroom trailer. The cause of the fire remains unknown. A joint police and fire department investigation continues. College Station police responded to a pair of child endangerment cases Tuesday night. A shoplifter leaving the Walmart store was pushing a stroller with a six-month-old who fell out, then was grabbed by the arm while attempting to escape. The child was checked out at the scene and released. In a separate case, a man who was arrested for threatening to shoot his wife with a child in the residence when the woman tried to disarm him when the gun fired. The shot hit a baseboard. No one was hurt. Executives with the Planned Parenthood, Greater Texas, and Gulf Coast regions chose not to speak at the State Senate's Health and Human Services Committee. Their general counsel, Deborah Heiser, did make an unscheduled appearance at the hearing and would not answer questions from committee chairman Charles Schwartner.
I am willing to submit my client's written testimony today.
Have you been instructed by your clients that's all you're supposed to do, or is that your decision?
My client is under active investigation at this time.
The committee, along with the Attorney General's office, is investigating Planned Parenthood's alleged connection and sale of aborted fetal remains in Texas. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 77 degrees. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, folks. Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and we've been challenged to sell 105 new 2015 Chevys in July. Around here, we say, bring it on. With all these amazing Camaros, Cruzes, Colorados, Suburbans, and Silverados in stock, we are confident that we can win this closeout challenge. And you'll win, too, on the best Chevy offers of the year. Pay less for your Chevy and get more for your trade. Come to Tom Light Chevrolet, your official auto trader, trade-in marketplace dealership, to get your instant cash offer for your old car. Feel free to walk away with the cash or use it on a closeout price Chevy car or truck. It's a win-win for you during Tom Light Chevrolet's July closeout challenge. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
The people you trust to replace the battery in your iPhone, iPad, or other mobile device can repair them too. The experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can repair cracked screens, broken buttons, speakers, cameras, and more, usually while you wait. After all, at Batteries Plus Bulbs, we know it doesn't matter who broke your smartphone or tablet. All that matters is who you can trust to fix it. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has a message for anyone who breaks their smartphone, tablet, or other device. We fix them. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It's 7:11. Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click actionsportstx.com.
Mostly to occasionally partly sunny skies for today, with perhaps an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Continued hot with high temperatures near 100. Overnight, mainly clear skies and warm, 74 to 78. Mostly to partly sunny on Friday, 95 to near 100. Again, maybe a stray thunderstorm during the afternoon. Fear at night, 74 to 78. Mostly sunny and very hot Saturday, 100 to 105. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with a countdown to kickoff for A&M Athletics. The Brazos Valley Bombers clinch a spot in the playoffs and the victory for the TCO with the most wins. We'll have that plus a whole lot more coming up in sports at 7:50.
There, an hour ago at this time, we were doing the birthdays and we talked about Ed Kuki Burns, and he's 82 today.
Right.
If you're old enough and you remember 77 Sunset Strip. Guy combed his hair all the time. There's a song called Kooky, Kooky, Lend Me Your Comb, in fact.
That was a hit.
He was. Said here in TV Guide, he was listed as the number 5 all-time teen idol from a survey about 10 years ago. So a little bit of staying power there. He just didn't seem to do anything else. But I did find out in reading about it that in 1974, he was the MC, host in the pilot for Wheel of Fortune.
Really?
Yeah, but he lost out to Chuck Woolery, of course, who now tells you to put a thing on your knee. A little thing that...
Yes.
Oh, there's Chuck Woolery.
I think he lives in Austin.
Oh, is that right?
I think so.
Okay, there you are. But anyhow, who, Ed Burns or Chuck Woolery?
Chuck Woolery.
Oh, okay. All right, well, there you go. Got that going on. All right, so we had Uberettes talking and cab people, mm-hmm. Yesterday, even mm-hmm. though it was pulled from the agenda. That's what happens sometimes is things get pulled off the agenda, but people have come and signed up to speak. And you know, they haven't gotten this worked out yet, obviously.
No.
They still have to. And as the mayor told us yesterday, really what you do is you get your city managers to sit down and put a framework together, and you get your legal folks in to kind of put a framework together, and then you're going to roll it out there and say, this is what we're going to do. And it's controversial, obviously. Places like Nevada don't have it. You can't do that.
Well, they don't call it disruptive technology for nothing.
Yeah. I can remember when we were in Florida, they can't come to the airport.
Interesting.
In Palm Springs, they can't, or Palm Beach, they can't come to the airport there.
So you have to have a medallion then to do that?
Yeah, there are probably some places where maybe they are doing that, where they're restrictive areas. And so, I don't know. What do you think? What do you do?
As I was listening to it, the lady that we played during the excerpt from the council meeting.
Who was a cab driver.
Yeah, was very upset. Because it was taking money off their plate. My thought is, you sit in your cab next to your car with your Uber. You don't get a call in the cab. You get in your car and you go pick up the Uber.
Well, of course, the cab company owner might not like that. You know, that could well
unless
be.
You're an owner operator. Then I don't know. It seems like one person selling brisket and one person selling hot dogs, and the hot dogs person's upset because the brisket person's being treated differently. It's apples and oranges, I get it, but they're not exactly the same, and they're not being treated exactly the same.
Yeah, I've used it, and I kind of enjoyed it because I talked to the people, and all sorts of different situations. I mean, one of them was a retired guy who did it his wife had passed away, I think, and this is what he was doing to stay active and doing things. And, you know, then there was somebody else who'd done it for a long, long time, really had come up out of Miami in this particular case, which I think is a place where they actually have a brick-and-mortar location. Uber doesn't have many of those, but I think they have a brick-and-mortar mm-hmm. location there. And, they had stories. I get it from the cab people. Believe me, I understand. We all end up sooner or later... bumping up against technology that changes the way that we do business.
Right.
How many radio stations don't have people there in the morning? Almost all of them, except us. You know, that's a technological thing. So this happens to be a situation where they saw an opportunity to present the product in a different way, and in many ways, not necessarily in Bryan College Station, but in many ways, it's a better product. It's a cleaner product, and that's, you know, certainly Ben has talked about using it in D.C. You want to get into a nasty, hot cab with somebody who's not very friendly, or you want to do something else. And, of course, delivery service has been around for a long time in the big cities. You know, that's that kind of thing has been there as an alternative. But this is something new and different. We'll see. They'll get it hashed out. They thought the legislature was going to do something about it. But I guarantee you, part of the reason that it didn't happen in the legislature is because the legislators used Uber in Austin.
And they
needed to go from here to there, and it was seven blocks, and they hop in, and the fare is $3.25 as opposed to $8 for a cab. All they do is touch the app, the guy's there, guy or gal's there, and they went someplace. So you actually had the elected officials using the product.
So the issue, in my opinion, isn't Uber. It's regulation. And the taxi cab people are upset because Uber is currently not regulated to the level they are.
Yeah.
And to me, the answer is not let's now add that regulation to Uber. Uber is wildly successful with a lot of people who use it. It's profitable and growing. Why not free up the taxis to be more like Uber?
I concur wholeheartedly.
Because I didn't know that taxi services couldn't change their prices twice a year.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Dynamic pricing is a huge deal for Uber.
Yeah.
If it's 2 a.m.
Right.
And you take an Uber, it's going to cost you. And you know what? Yeah. The driver gets some money, so I bet the driver really likes that.
If it's a football game weekend. Yeah.
Precisely. Yeah. And you know what? If you're smart, you either leave the bar 30 minutes earlier if it's a late night bar issue, or you wait 30 minutes. Yeah. Or, I've even heard this, you walk down two blocks and get it from somewhere else so you're not in the hot spot.
Well, I think you've hit on something that's really important right there, and that is dynamic pricing. Why don't the cities, Bryan College Station could be a great incubator for that. Why not allow the cities to come up with some sort of a dynamic pricing option for cabs?
Because I know the cabs already have the mobile Hail a Cab app, which I don't know if they had it before Uber was around, but a lot of the innovation that Uber's brought to the table is now being picked up by taxi cabs where they can. So the answer is not more regulation, it's less.
Hello?
I'm that guy.
If the taxi drivers have a problem with Uber, they better get ready for the self-driving car.
I know. We talked about self-driving Uber the other day, and that if car for hire services, if councils ban it, they're going to have these maps where they're just no-go zones for these self-driving cars.
Well, yeah, they put up electronic barriers or something like that. All right, well, there we go. We'll see how that all washes out. But you're right, the whole dynamic pricing or giving at least some sort of latitude for taxis to be able to change their prices as the marketplace changes is important. How about, you see what's good? Do you know who the governor of Oklahoma is?
Yes.
Okay.
I saw this story.
Did you know Monday who the governor was?
No,
of course not. Her name's Mary Fallon. Okay, this is audio from KFOR TV in Oklahoma City. Here we go.
We begin at 6 with questions being raised over a travel trailer hooked up to the governor's mansion.
What? Do what?
Had the kids staying out back in the guest quarters.
The governor's daughter. I mean, they got pictures of it. They're up in the chopper looking at this thing.
Sure.
You know, they got this travel trailer that is sitting on the grounds and hooked up to the governor's mansion. And, I mean, that's a little bit strange, but then when you find out that there is a city ordinance against travel trailers being in homes in Oklahoma City, can't do it. But because it's the governor's mansion, they're letting, she's the 28-year-old daughter, whose name is Christina Fallon, is there. Now, the governor's come forward and said that they're going to have it rectified by Sunday. Won't be doing it anymore after that.
Take the wheels off, make it part of the permanent
structure. There you go.
But, I mean, they showed a picture. I mean, they've got Socorro cactus. Is that what they're called?
I believe that is correct.
She's got a couple of cactuses out there, cacti out there. She drives a little car like the Mint that we have and
had
yeah. Anyway, so there you are.
Hey, this just in, since we were talking Uber,
okay,
the guys from Top Gear have signed with Amazon Prime.
Oh, have they?
Just happened.
Okay.
Jeremy Clarkson tweeted that they have signed the deal.
All right, so if you've got, well, so there's a TV network, Amazon Prime, is that how that works?
I'm guessing they're going to start doing something with it.
Okay.
I guess new like motoring Netflix. Show on Amazon Prime.
All right. Imagine this. You're walking through a field on a cloudless day when you suddenly hear the 130 decibel roar of a fighter jet. But you can't spot the jet. In fact, you can't even tell in which direction the sound is coming from. Rather, it seems to originate from the thin air in front of your face. You're not hallucinating. You're experiencing a new type of military weapon intended not to kill, but to startle the enemy.
Run away! Run away!
That's it, yeah. It's called LIPE, L-I-P-E. It stands for Laser-Induced Plasma Effect, a weapon the U.S. military hopes to be testing in the coming months. The noise comes from a unique manipulation of matter and energy to produce loud sounds at specific target locations, sort of like incredibly precise missiles of noise. Okay, how precise? How widespread an area? Does somebody 10 feet away not hear it? Does it continue? Because I can remember them years ago trying to test something that disrupted us, made us feel nauseated, and they were going to use this for crowd control, that they could put these sonic things at a crowd and cause them to feel nauseated.
Yes.
So they would leave.
I've seen that.
Now this, again, don't know how widespread it is and how they're going to work it, but that's what they're going to try to do. We'll see how that works. Middle of summer looked like the middle of winter in the mountains of western Wyoming. A cold front moved through on Monday afternoon and dumped heavy rain in the valleys and snow above 9,000 feet in July. July the 28th, the snowfall, about an inch accumulated. That's pretty bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Now, New Hampshire's decided that they're going to put together lifetime hunting and fishing licenses. So they've given their first one out, did it on July the 23rd, to a six-month-old New Hampshire boy. First child to get a newborn hunting and fishing license. His name is Dalen Brickley. His family bought the license the first day they were available on July the 23rd. New Hampshire Fish and Game officials offering a lifetime combined hunting and fishing license that can be purchased for those under a year old. Huh.
For how much?
$300 plus a $450 fee. $300 for a seasonal fishing and hunting license is $460. Excuse me, $46.
I'd be all over that.
Well, but they say here can be purchased for those under a year old. They'll be able to redeem their fishing license when he turns 16 and his hunting license when he completes the state's hunter education course. Yeah, I would think so.
It's like the Texas Tomorrow Fund for hunting.
Yeah, exactly. And again, if your annual fee is $46 for your fishing and hunting license, and this is $300, obviously it pays for itself in 6 years, 7 years. So that would work. Ohio State coach Urban Meyer. Did you see that somebody did a sculpture of him in butter for the Ohio State Fair?
Yeah. No, I missed that one.
The buttery version will be on display during the fair after sculptors used 2,000 pounds of butter and spent 500 hours to perfect it. A news release from the fair read, "The Ohio State Buckeyes carved out a spot in history after winning the first ever college football playoffs in January. Now the team is getting even butter." Celebrity butter legends, the Buckeyes sculptors have created a life-size replica of the head of Urban Meyer and also of Brutus, who's the mascot. So good for them.
Ton of butter.
That's it. All right. How old is your car? Is it the national average? We'll talk about that next half hour.
Interesting.
And also, we promised this yesterday, the thermostat in your office. How's that doing for you? We're hanging meat in here this morning. I don't know about you guys.
It's chilly.
I'm fine.
Okay,
I'm at 69 in my studio.
We're at about 60 in here. It's
responsive, prompt, experienced. These are the qualities you want in a plumbing service. So remember this name, Holman's Quality Plumbing. Holman's has experienced plumbers who specialize in 24-hour emergency service, leak detection, and tankless water heaters. Looking to remodel? Holman's fully functional kitchen and bath showroom is coming soon. Holman's Quality Plumbing is quality plumbing by quality plumbers. For residential and commercial service, call 777-0178 or click holmanplumbing.com.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. For 11 years in a row, Brazos Valley Floor and Design has been voted best of the Brazos by you. That's because we stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in our warehouse, our selection and prices can't be beat. Come by our showroom and see for yourself what makes Brazos Valley Floor and Design the best in College Station off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High today, you know, right at about 100. Heat index will be 103 or so. Actually, the winds will become north. That'll be interesting, with a high around 100 north winds. So because of that little shift, chance of rain, 20% chance tonight. Then we've got a 30% chance of rain tomorrow. Still be pretty hot, though. Heat index will still be over 100. Right now we have calm winds, 88% relative humidity, and we're at 77 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the courtship of America's criminal class continues. This week, the Obama administration announced plans to restore federal funding so that prison inmates can receive Pell Grants while they're in jail. The grants will provide up to $6,000 a year per inmate who can pay for tuition, books, and other education-related spending while behind bars. Now, the Democrats have done this before. In 1993, taxpayers forked over $34 million in Pell Grants to bad guys. And then the Republicans took over the House. They enacted anti-crime legislation. They put the kibosh on all this, insisting that only law-abiding citizens should be eligible. This time, Congress isn't even being consulted. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, Education Secretary Arne Duncan are spearheading the effort. Now, to get around Congress, they're using a provision of the Higher Education Act. It allows the Education Department temporarily waive rules to see if experimental ideas are effective. Oh, yeah, it's cynical, yeah, it's devious, and yes, totally consistent with the way the Obama regime operates. Don't be surprised if there's no pushback. And Democrats are giddy. I mean, they're beside themselves. Not only will the criminals they woo have access to federal money again, but some of their favorite universities and institutions of higher learning will benefit as well. I imagine those of you sacrificing to put your kids through college, racking up all kinds of debt, might be a little less thrilled, but you don't count. You're stupid enough to pay your own way.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, this is big. My friends at Mahindra are rolling out a new off-road vehicle called the Mahindra Impact XTV. It is built from the ground up right here in the good old U.S. of A. It's a real workhorse. It helps you haul more, tow more, and do more on your land and have a little more fun, too. All with the Mahindra quality you have come to expect. The Mahindra Impact delivers best-in-class cargo capacity, towing capacity, and ground clearance, plus true four-wheel drive and a three-year warranty. So if you're headed to your Mahindra dealer for Dealer Day savings on the world's number one selling tractor, be sure to check out the all-new Impact XTV, too. You'll be just as impressed as I am. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. One of two incumbent members of the College Station School Board not running for re-election. The board's current Vice President Paul Dorsett will step down after completing his second term. The meantime, Carol Barrett has filed for re-election. She's seeking a third 3-year term. The filing deadline for Bryan and College Station School Board and City Council seats is August 24th. It's only an idea, but Bryan Mayor Jason Bayansky says conversations are beginning about the future Leonard Road overpass at 2818.
There are some infrastructure needs that are going to be and some traffic congestion that we're going to have to look at in the west side of town. And so if there's another overpass, that might be a potential there for that project. So that's something we'll be sitting down with administration and talking about and seeing what else needs to be done for that area. But we're excited about the project.
That intersection is where Blinn College is developing a new campus, where the first building is scheduled to be open 2 years from now. The Bryan City Council at this week's meeting postponed consideration of regulating ride-sharing companies like Uber, but that didn't stop five speakers from addressing the council during the public comment portion of the meeting. One of the five was a taxi operator. Liza Calhoun accused Uber drivers of operating illegally.
They've been running for almost a year, willy-nilly free. They should be shut down today. It's ridiculous that we're sitting here following the law so that they don't have to and they can come and undercut us.
The four remaining speakers, including Jackie Chrisman, are Uber drivers.
I've taken foreign A&M students to First Fridays, and they wouldn't have been able to get there otherwise with the long waits that sometimes taxis have. Or the visitors from out of town, they're staying in hotels on University and College Station, and now they're getting out to Bryan. They're shopping in Bryan. They're eating in Bryan.
Bryan's proposed regulations include Uber drivers clearing background checks and having insurance just like taxis. Uber drivers don't set prices. Those are determined by the parent company via the app, potentially changing multiple times a day, but don't change once a reservation is made. Taxi companies can change rates only twice a year, and that's with 30 days written notice explaining the reason for the change. The city would require Uber drivers to be at least 19, while there's no minimum age to drive a taxi. The proposal also states Uber drivers cannot discriminate who they pick up, something not included for taxis, pedicabs, or horse-drawn carriages in Bryan. And Uber would be required to keep a 90-day record of activity, listing the names of drivers and passengers, something else not required for taxis or other forms of paid transportation. A major accident last night on Alexandria Avenue near Baywood Lane off Barron Road sent the driver of a motorcycle to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The northbound motorcyclist was passing a car that had pulled over at the community mailbox when he struck the driver's side of a Jeep turning south onto Alexandria. Police shut down portions of the road for 3 hours to investigate. The driver and passenger of the Jeep were taken to the College Station Medical Center for non-life-threatening injuries. The woman who died in a mobile home fire early Tuesday morning in Bryan has been identified. Police report an autopsy confirmed the victim was 32-year-old Susanna Moreno Lott. She was the only one of seven adults and a juvenile who was not able to escape the fire in the 3-bedroom trailer on Ellinger, south of Villa Maria and west of College. A joint investigation by the police and fire departments continues in a search for how the fire started. Two men remained in jail at last check following their arrest Tuesday night by College Station police on charges of child endangerment. The first was in a response to a shoplifting at a Walmart. Police arrested 26-year-old Tracy Allen of Bryan after employees saw Allen's 6-month-old fall out of a stroller. The baby was then grabbed by the arm while as Allen was running away, crashing through a fence on his way to a car where he was caught. The infant was checked out and released at the scene. An employee received minor injuries to their face after they were hit by Allen, who was trying to leave the store with $75 of merchandise. 2 hours later, CSPD went to a home on Dartmouth near Southwest Parkway where gunfire was heard. Officers learned a husband and wife had been arguing when the husband pointed a gun at his wife with their grandchild standing nearby. She attempted to disarm her husband, and the gun was accidentally fired with a shot hitting the wall. No one was hurt. 69-year-old Leonard Morgan was arrested for child endangerment and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. There was a surprise visitor to a Texas Senate committee hearing investigating Planned Parenthood clinics around the state. Health and Human Services Committee Chairman Charles Schwertner had announced Planned Parenthood had declined invitations to testify. Then he spotted their general counsel entering the hearing room.
You're not here to actually answer the questions of the representatives of the people of Texas regarding the activities of fetal donation here in the state of Texas.
Deborah Heiser submitted only written testimony.
My client is under active investigation at this time. We've been served with a subpoena request, a discovery request from the Attorney General.
The committee heard testimony from several statewide advocacy groups opposed to abortion, along with officials from three state agencies. WTAW News time is 7:36. It's 79 degrees. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. For 11 years in a row, Brazos Valley Flooring Design has been voted best of the Brazos by you. That's because we stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in our warehouse, our selection and prices can't be beat. Come by our showroom and see for yourself what makes Brazos Valley Flooring Design the best in College Station off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
What puts your identity at risk? Did you swipe your debit card at the gas station? Identity thieves can place skimming devices on the payment terminals. Do you use public Wi-Fi? Identity thieves are known to set up shop around Wi-Fi hotspots, hoping to cash in on your personal information. Do any online banking? Go to the doctor? LifeLock reminds us that banks and health insurers are susceptible to breaches of your private information. But don't stop living your life. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business, but you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Enroll with LifeLock in minutes, and your protection starts immediately. Visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your membership. Call 800-520-9106. 800-520-9106. 800-520-9106.
Responsive, prompt, experienced. These are the qualities you want in a plumbing service. So remember this name, Holman's Quality Plumbing. Holman's has experienced plumbers who specialize in 24-hour emergency service, leak detection, and tankless water heaters. Looking to remodel? Holman's fully functional kitchen and bath showroom is coming soon. Holman's Quality Plumbing is quality plumbing by quality plumbers. For residential and commercial service, call 777-0178 or click HolmanPlumbing.com.
7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. Today's the day. It's their 20th celebration. Stop by there during the day. They've also got a business after hours from 5:30 to 7 tonight. They're on the bypass between University and Briarcrest. That's Wilton's.
Mostly to occasionally partly sunny skies for today, with perhaps an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Continued hot with high temperatures near 100. Overnight, mainly clear skies and warm, 74 to 78. Mostly to partly sunny on Friday, 95 to near 100. Again, maybe a stray thunderstorm during the afternoon. Fear at night, 74 to 78. Mostly sunny and very hot Saturday, 100 to 105. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I mean, it's a great time. There's not a lot of people around campus or even the town. You kind of, your football team is still, we're still here. We'll finish up this week, and then next week will be discretionary.
That's Jeff Banks from the A&M football team getting ready for the 2015 football season. We'll have more on that. The Bombers clinching Major League Baseball, all coming up in sports here in about 11 minutes.
There you go. Lifetime licenses. I talked to a couple of listeners in touch with us that they've got them in Texas. Prices start at $800, depending on the time. That's an upgrade from a lifetime resident to hunting and fishing type stuff, and can be as high as $1,800, depending on the situation. But, I mean, think about it.
See, I do $300. $18 is a little steep.
Well, but it's Texas as opposed to New Hampshire.
True.
Okay, the New Hampshire thing was, what did I say, $300 plus $450.
There's probably 10 feet worth of hunting space.
Well, see, now, I mean, there are places in the Northeast where they won't let you make a fist. So, I mean, you know, hunting and fishing, it may be kind of difficult there. In Texas, we get a lot more wide open spaces, and, well, we're right thinking, too. But aside from that, just want to say that. But anyhow, so we apparently do have that available. Okay, the big blue marble picture of the Earth.
Yes.
You know it? No. Okay.
It's been updated.
It has been updated, as a matter of fact. We now have kind of a high-resolution one out there. The original big blue marble picture of Earth was taken December the 7th, 1972, by the crew of NASA's Apollo 17 missions from 28,000 miles away from Earth, and is now one of the most iconic and widely distributed pictures ever. There you go. And again, it's a high-definition version out there now, so... It's got a lot of clouds and stuff. You can't necessarily see anything more than you could before. It's just
there's less clouds than the original one.
Yeah, well, that's true. That is true. But you can't.
New York Times has them side by side.
Oh, do they?
Uh-huh.
How fun is that? Yeah. Okay, so you can see that. Despite government and social service programs to increase internet adoption, the Pew Research Center finds 15% of U.S. American adults do not use the internet. 15%, that is unchanged from 3 years ago.
That surprises me a little.
An equal proportion of men and women do not use the internet. The most likely to use the internet were Asian Americans, okay? Only 5% not doing so. 20% of blacks are not online, 14% of whites, 18% of Hispanic Americans. There are 34% who simply have no interest in going online or believe it is not relevant to their lives. There's a third of them who feel it's too difficult to use. 8% fessed up to saying they were too old to be able to do it.
Too old, can't do that.
19% say that cost is a barrier when it comes to internet use. Oh, don't worry. You'll eventually get it free. Everybody will have a gig for nothing one of these days, so... 39% of those who are 65 and over do not use the internet. In households with an income of $30,000 or less per year, they were about 8 times more likely to not be using the internet than those who are most affluent. And, of course, Americans living in rural areas have a little bit of a problem there, too, when it comes, have an issue. Nobody has problems anymore, right? They're all issues.
My parents don't live too far outside the city limits of San Antonio, but they just got an upgraded internet.
Oh.
The higher bandwidth and data cap and all that. Their previous data cap was comparable to my mobile data cap.
Wow.
About 10 gigs.
So now they're playing Candy Crush all day, huh?
Oh, yeah. They stream everything.
Yeah.
He said, I watched so much Andy Griffith the other day.
Awesome. That's outstanding.
That's fun.
You don't think you're hooked on Facebook, but all those sneaky little workday news feed peaks do add up according to new numbers that we get. Oh, it's from Mark Zuckerberg. So, yeah, we got to believe it, right?
Sure.
This week, it was revealed by the company that the average user spends 46 minutes a day with Facebook.
Now does that mean they're on active?
Well, I think they're looking. I mean, if it's just on, that's not the same, because you can just kind of put it over on the side, right?
Right.
And then be doing other stuff.
That's what I'm saying, because mine's on in here pretty much all day while I'm in my studio.
Yeah.
But I'm not on it.
Okay. But that's, don't know. They're the checking the update thing. Hello?
Hi. Did you say that only 58% were using the internet?
No, I said 15% were not using the internet.
Oh, 15, because the ethnic stuff didn't add up.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's it. No, it's in fact, it looks like it's 85% of my A&M consolidated math is right. Hey, next time you challenge somebody to a game of something, pick a righty as your opponent. You'll increase your odds of winning. That's because, according to research out of Australia, lefties are better at winning. It seems that left-handed people think faster than righties do when playing computer games and tend to outperform them in sports as well. Well, they've always said that, and, give your child a baseball glove and make them a lefty. Left-handed pitchers have careers.
Yeah.
The other people just kind of play the game for a little
Absolutely.
While. Absolutely. Yeah. Experts say that lefties have a stronger connection between the left and right sides of the brain, which helps with the split-second reactions and reasonings that might be needed in the games. Research also determined that the stronger left-handed the participants were, the better the performance. So there you are. If you want to win, take on a righty. All right, so today, like I said, we were talking about yesterday, the dynamics of this building when it comes to the air conditioning. I'm kind of on the outer ring, and you guys are on the inner ring mm-hmm. of the building, and we have a real nice five-story, six-story atrium here. And so what happens is the temperature in my studio is different than it is in their studios. And, yes, we're in different studios, and, no, we can't see each other. I know it's weird.
Well, there's even different systems servicing different
areas.
That's true,
exactly. So what happens is this morning, for instance, it's very chilly in here. But normally later on in the day, it'll kind of moderate a little bit. But the question is, because the Washington Post ran a column last week, frigid offices, freezing women, oblivious men, an air conditioning investigation that generated some heated response out there on the Internet. Here's the thought that they came up with. A couple of studies from the University of Virginia and the University of Houston in 2012 said that heat impairs your decision-making. They studied the effect of heat on decision-making using a real-world example, lottery ticket sales. For 1 year, they recorded how many tickets were sold per day for different types of lottery games. They did this in Missouri in a county there. And they recorded the temperatures on those days. On hotter days, sales for scratch tickets were typically lower, but sales for lotto tickets usually stayed the same. Scratch tickets require people to actually choose between the different choices they have, and there's about a bazillion of them, while the lotto thing is fewer decisions. So are people simply lazier on days that are warmer? It could well be, but warmer temperatures require the body to use more glucose to maintain your normal body temperature, depleting the amount of glucose that can be used for cognitive processes.
Makes sense.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just give me a ticket.
Since we're talking about heat, a few minutes ago we hit 80 by 8.
Oh, good.
First time this year, I
believe. No, second time.
Oh,
it's
okay.
We did. I think, last month one time, but that's okay. We're not at 100 yet.
Nope.
Heat decreases your productivity.
Yes.
Okay, but here's the deal. They did this story in Finland. Those people don't understand.
Them is 75 degrees.
Yeah, they did a review of 24 different studies that dealt with temperature and productivity. Many of the studies were completed in call centers and measured to speed the workers, how long it took for them to finish their work in different temperatures. The results found, on average, worker productivity decreased once the office hit around 73 to 75 degrees. Heat might heighten tempers.
Absolutely,
I don't think
it does.
There's any doubt about that. Many southern states like Alabama and Georgia, that's what they said, Georgia, the higher the humidity index, the more negative the tweets are that come out. Have they been to Louisiana? Those people ought to be angry all the time then.
Have they controlled just for the people who are saying it's too damn hot?
Yeah. As for an ideal office temperature for productivity, there are some studies that say the perfect temperature is 70 to 73 degrees Fahrenheit. That's too cold for you to bring a sweater to work. I don't know. That's pretty chilly, though. 70 to 73 is pretty chilly for a large office.
I sleep at 70. Yeah.
For a large office.
Yeah. It's this studio right now is, I made it to 70 degrees.
Ah, okay.
And it's getting to the point where it's a little cold.
I like it. It feels good in here, but the other person who feels this, Chelsea Reber, she's on here sometimes.
Right.
She's got a
space heater
from the building manager.
Yeah.
He couldn't get the temperature to be right for everyone, so he said, here, just take this.
All right, we have a space heater in July.
Is making the number two very special all summer long. Now through the end of August, when you transfer your old family films and videos, you'll get two DVDs for the price of one. So look under your bed, back of the closet, and up in your attic and find those old films, videos, and photos. Then let two video convert, preserve, and protect them in high-quality digital files for future generations. Two Video is online at twovideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You create the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Let me ask you an important question. Do you have family dinners at your house? If not, I want to encourage you to give it a try. Studies show that your kids will be less likely to use drugs and alcohol, they'll achieve better grades, and they'll be emotionally healthier if you do. The question is, how can families find time to eat together when their lives are so hectic? And I can certainly relate to that problem. My wife and I are juggling busy schedules just like you. So we know bringing everyone together can be tough. But one thing you can do is to start small. Don't shoot for a family dinner every night of the week. One or two evenings may be the best you can do. And that's a good start. You can add a few more nights once you get into the swing of things. Most of all, remember this, the point isn't just to sit together at the dinner table. It's to engage with one another, to have relationship. My wife and I make sure that the kids use that time to talk about their day. And if I'm coming home late from work, Jean will delay dinner just a bit, even give the boys a snack to hold them over until I can be home with the family. Family time is that important to us. Why all the fuss? Well, because we only have a few years to influence our children while they're in the home, and we want to make the most of those fleeting moments. Eating together is one of the easiest ways we've found to accomplish that. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When news breaks, he's there at the heart of the story.
There is no better way to show you the scope of our lead story than from the air.
Beating is the word we're taking right now.
It is, in fact, a taste of freedom.
When lives change, he's there to listen.
You want your child to be able to walk outside and feel safe and feel like they're important.
When it really matters, you can depend on him.
It's a lot to try and understand here and much to learn.
NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:52. The Brazos Valley Bombers came into last night's game looking to complete the sweep against the Victoria Generals, who were in second place. The Bombers held a 4-0 lead heading into the seventh, before allowing the Generals to climb back into it with five runs to go ahead 5-4. Now, the Bombers bounce back with a perfect bunt by Mark Whitehead to load the bases with no outs in the bottom of the ninth, following a walk by Matt Hilston to tie the game. Then...
So 0-1 the count. Burrington comes set once again, brings it home. This one bounces past the catcher. Crashing is Jackson. He'll score. And the Bombers win it in the bottom of the ninth.
That wild pitch scored Giante Jackson for a 6-5 walk-off win. Ben Hollis was named the player of the game. He was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs and excited to get the clinch and guarantee a spot in the playoffs.
Coming out here trying to do a job. This was a big one for us. We clinched tonight. So, you know, coming out here, all we're trying to do is win, get that last one under our belts. And, you know, in the end, you know, came out victorious. It was good for us to do.
Brazos Valley heads to the Woodlands tonight. They'll take on the Strikers at 7 o'clock. The countdown to the 2015 football season is well underway as the Aggies start things off in Houston against Arizona State. Special teams coordinator and tight ends coach Jeff Banks was on Studio 12 Live yesterday and is excited for the new season.
I mean, it's a great time. There's not a lot of people around campus or even the town. You kind of, your football team is still, we're still here. We'll finish up this week, and then next week will be discretionary where they get about 7 or 8 days off before we report. And So, you know, you got a lot of time to really just hone in on looking at everybody that you're going to play and where we're headed.
In other Aggie football news, the Kansas City Chiefs have released running back Cyrus Gray, who tore his ACL last November in what Coach Andy Reid described Wednesday as, quote, a football decision. And since we're talking NFL, not a day goes by where we don't have to get into Deflategate. The next move in the New England Patriots underinflated ball saga may be in federal court in Minnesota. The NFL Players Association has asked the court to overturn Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's 4-game suspension one day after NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell turned down Brady's appeal. Here's Patriots owner Bob Kraft on the decision.
Once again, I want to apologize to the fans of the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. I was wrong to put my faith in the league. It is completely incomprehensible to me that the league continues to take steps to disparage one of its all-time great players and a man for whom I have the utmost respect.
In Major League Baseball, Houston just keeps on winning with the long ball.
1-1 pitch to Singleton is a breaking ball. Hammered to right. Way back there. There it goes. Singleton. He's on the board. His first home run of the season, and the Astros lead 4-1.
They got help on defense as well, as rookie Lance McClure's pitched 7 solid innings to help the Astros to a 6-3 win over the Los Angeles Angels. McClure's allowed just 5 hits and 1 run with 5 strikeouts to lower his ERA to 2.48. Houston will try and bump themselves up one more game in the lead of the AL West this evening as they take on the Angels on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. That game starts at 7:10. Up the road in Arlington, the Rangers stopped the skid.
Swing and a line drive, base hit right field. Beltran over to pick it up. Rounding third is Prince Fielder. He's in to score. Moving to third on the play is Beltre. It's an RBI single for Josh Hamilton, and the Rangers now lead 5-2.
And that's all they'd need, too, because Colby Lewis went 6 innings for his 11th victory as they beat the New York Yankees 5-2 to stop a 3-game losing streak. Adrian Beltre had 2 hits and scored twice for the Rangers. Lewis struck out 5 while scattering 7 hits and allowing just 2 runs. Yanks stay in Arlington tonight for a 7:05 start that game on the Zone HD 95.1-3. And finally, this will make you a little squeamish if you're a swimmer. The waters where the Olympians will compete in the swimming and boating events next summer in South America's first games are rife with human sewage and present a, quote, serious health risk for athletes, as well as for visitors to the iconic beaches of Rio de Janeiro. An Associated Press investigation found dangerously high levels of viruses and bacteria from sewage in venues where the athletes will compete in the 2016 Olympic and Paralympic water sports. And that has been a look at your sports, as a matter of fact, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Home Care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I noticed Mom was forgetting things more and more, and she needed more help than I could give her on my own. That's when I called Visiting Angels. Mom's caregiver is specialized in memory care and keeps her on an active routine. With Visiting Angels, Mom can stay in the home she knows and loves. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use the military benefits from Dad's time in the service for her care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwar-